Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Well, I bet that's going to be a long, quiet flight back to Phoenix from New York with the Diamondbacks, don't you think? Oh, my goodness. Swept four times. Swept four games in New York and the last two by scores of 9-0 and 11-1. Well, they could use some home cooking, and they'll get that because they're coming home for six games. Let's hope that the home cooking helps a little bit because they are still technically in this pennant race. Hey, on the good side, good news, on today's Q&A, I'm going to talk about a couple of my favorite topics, musicians and writers. We're going to talk with the Girly Girls, one of the most popular bands in Northern Arizona, as Jennifer Harvey and Joelle Gall will be here to talk about their brand new CD. It's their second album of original music, and we'll try and play a cut from that too for you. Also, after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, you'll hear my chat from this morning with British author Jillie McMillan. You might know her from her big debut novel from 4 years ago called What She Knew. Well, she has a new one. It's called The Nanny. Who loves you more? And it's described by a New York Times writer as, quote, McMillan's breakout thriller is a dark and twisted version of Downton Abbey, gone very, very wrong. Now, how is this for a segue? Tonight at the Prescott, tonight at the Harkins 14 Theater in Prescott Valley, also the Harkins 6 in Sedona at 7 o'clock, one time only, you can get a sneak preview screening of Downton Abbey. Yeah, one time tonight, 7 o'clock at the Harkins Theater. It'll be released nationally in a couple of weeks, but we know Downton Abbey fans are out there and waiting for it, so you can see it tonight at 7 o'clock, a one-time sneak preview only. And keep in mind that if you've been holding off waiting to see the movies Ready or Not, you know, the one about the most nightmarish wedding night imaginable, or Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, today's your last chance to see them on the big screen. Go to Harkins.com for your showtimes. The Angry Birds movie 2 just screened this morning for the last time here. And these films are leaving to make room for four new releases that start tonight and tomorrow with Hustlers, the true-to-life stripper drama. It's kind of like The Wolves of Wall Street with the gender flipped. Hustlers stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu. Also The Goldfinch with Nicole Kidman. Official Secrets starring Keira Knightley. And After the Wedding, featuring just terrific performances from Michelle Williams and Julianne Moore, about a humanitarian who gets quite involved in a big surprise when she's offered a big, big donation to help her poverty-stricken nonprofit based in India. So, good movies coming to the Harkins 14. Good music coming your way as we're going to talk to Girly Girls coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Whether your weekend adventure is shuttling a pack of wild teenagers from one practice to another or hosting a tailgate party before the big game, the RAV4 is the crossover that can keep up with your lifestyle. The national clearance event continues at Findlay Toyota Prescott. Qualified buyers can get zero down and no payments for 90 days. Push, pull, or drag in your trade for a minimum $2,500 and receive Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles and roadside service for 2 years and unlimited miles. Buy a new 2019 RAV4 for as low as 1.9% APR for 60 months. Lease for as low as $229 a month or take $1,250 cash back. Don't miss your chance to save thousands on the last of the 2019s during the National Clearance Event at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $499 dock fee. Lease with $29.99 due at signing.
This is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant, and have you heard about our all-new happy hour? Join us Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. for half-price appetizers and drink specials. Bring your friends and coworkers and enjoy sautéed shrimp, escargot, potato skins, chicken wings, and more, all at half price. Sip on a freshly made margarita or one of our famous martinis. Murphy's, you, and happy hour. It's the perfect way to end your day. Sunday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. All in our beautiful, historic atmosphere. An establishment of good taste. Murphy'sBrisket.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrient Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Model Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs host the Cincinnati Reds Friday at 6 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
You can manage the history of your home digitally. Maintenance, finance, inventory, and any improvements you make can take the place of that file cabinet full of paper. We'll show you how. We're picking apples with the Arizona Farm Bureau. And any questions you have about your home, castle, or cabin, we'll take your phone calls. So drop by.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Oh, I love talking to musicians, as you know, from our regular listeners to Q&A already are aware of that. And we have in the studio Joelle Gall and Jennifer Harvey. You know them as Girly Girls. Now, it's not just the two of you, so let's start with Joelle. Tell us the members of your band, because it's not just girls, is it?
No, it isn't. But on the note of the girls, we have Sherry Schmidt, who sings with us, and we have Carrie Johnson, who sings with us, who writes some of our songs and plays keyboards as well. The fellas, yes, there are men in the girly girls.
Burly
band,
boys.
So the burly boys.
Yes.
We have Steve Nelson on drums. We also have Tim Root playing the bass with us. He's very new to us, and we're so happy to have him. And then the most amazing guitar stylings of Bill Wolf, who we call Papa Wolf because it's actually Jen's dad.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's where you got the talent. No doubt, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. Now, as a little girl, did your dad teach you instruments, or did you pick up anything?
So I actually grew up playing piano and reading music. A fun fact is my dad did not learn how to read music all by ear until I took piano lessons and was reading. And we did church music together growing up. So this is our first rock and roll band together.
How nice. Now, I always ask musicians this question. Growing up in the home, what kind of music did you hear? Your parents playing or yourself?
Oh, yes. So that is a really great question. We were Catholic. We believed in the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the Beatles.
Of course. Yeah. Well, that makes not the Holy Trinity. That would be close enough, though.
Quartet.
There you go. Yeah, the Holy Quartet. There you are. Joelle, tell me about your earliest stirrings in music.
Oh, my. My grandmother, God rest her amazing soul, Velma Melton, was the one who put the love of music in me, and from a very, very young age. I was 2 years old when I made my debut, and it was at the Arizona State Fair singing with her.
At what age?
Two.
Get out! Two!
I sang Sweet Gypsy Rose with my grandma.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you got rid of that stage fright right away, didn't you?
Absolutely. I was always made to be on the stage.
You know what? And I bet both of you, when you were little girls, were always dancing and singing in front of the family, right?
Oh, it's probably true.
Yeah.
We still dance and sing in front of the family
today. Yeah, yeah. Once family started buying camcorders, you know, it seemed like everybody had a tape, you know, of the daughter and granddaughter doing a little dance, a little song for them.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. wonderful. How wonderful. Well, the reason you folks are here is we have great news because tell us about Revelation Avenue.
Yes, that is the name of our new album that's coming out in October. 12 original songs recorded by Raven Studios with Dylan Ludwig right here in town, right in Prescott. Written by Carrie and myself. A little bit darker, harder, not hard, but rockin' more than folk. So a big difference from 4 years ago and today.
And again, a question I ask every musician, which comes first in most cases, the melody or the lyrics?
I would say they arrive on separate platters, and it's up to me to mix them together at the right time.
Not easy, is it?
I love it.
Well, but you know what? The muse comes from different directions, of course. And I remember when the Bee Gees were going great guns back in the 70s, and they had just recorded a song that had the song, they had just recorded an album, had the song Jive Talkin' on it. And there's a very distinctive opening to it. The dink, 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 dink. They got that because they were stopped at a railroad crossing.
Oh.
And the train going across made those sounds, and they started doing that in the car. They said, we got to do something with that.
Absolutely.
And the result was Jive Talkin' of all things. And, you know, we've all heard different stories. And, you know, I didn't realize until 84 when I came back from, let's just say, a disaster, that how many love songs are written from personal pain and experience. That when you hear a devastating love song, chances are whoever wrote that song shed a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over it. True?
Absolutely.
It's true.
Yeah. And this album, Revelation Avenue, is a little darker than previously, correct?
Yes, yes. A little heavier.
So, we're going to play a cut from it coming up later in this half hour. Tell me about these titles. First of all, the song we're going to hear in just a few minutes, it's called Where Did You Go? Tell us about that one.
Well, one piece of it has to do with the Jägermeister. And Joel a few years ago told us that that is good for the voice, and in Germany they use it as medicine. So part of the referential treatment in that song is Jägermeister is our go-to elixir in the practice room.
Yes, old musical secret. A shot before you sing and your voice is coated and you lose your nerves a little bit, too.
We had a performer, a well-known performer in this area, the name shall not be mentioned on the air, who didn't believe necessarily in Jägermeister, but during his performance went through a half of a 750 of Patron tequila. And let's just say it showed.
Oh, dear.
So, but that's one that I'll keep until I write my own album. Tell us about the song. Now, why did you pick Revelation Avenue, the song, to head up the title of the album?
You know, to be truthful, we sent a poll out to our family and friends with several ideas, and that was the one that clinched it. However, it represents the theme, which is a little bit more intense, a little more contemplative, and a move from folk to rock. So it has that little edge to it, perhaps.
And then there's Go On.
Go On is an amazing song. And that was written by Carrie Johnson. And it actually has a really special muse for us and why we wrote it. And so, yeah, that gentleman knows who he is. And his mom used to be in our band, Miss Dorian. And so we wrote it not only to try and champion him and what he was going through, but also to put out a great message. No matter how hard it is, no matter what's going on in your life, please don't stop. Just keep swimming and go on.
So. Which reminds me, that sounds a little bit like the inspiration for Lift This Head.
So that song was uncharacteristically written by Carrie. She tends to write more Paul McCartney style, a little more lighthearted. But that one is about the frustration, if I may speak for her, of having your mind try to take over with too much worry and thought. If we could just separate our heads for our bodies and experience the physical, whatever that means to you.
And Deep Blue Sea?
So that was our first Girly Girl original song as a band, but it's also the debut now instead of before, and it has to do with, you know, we need the deeper, darker parts of ourselves. They can be the source of creativity, but we have to be careful to not let those deeper things drown us.
True. And you can't really enjoy the lighter side of life without having some dark contrast,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It is my absolute favorite song that was ever written. And it poured right out of Jen, and it was her first teeth biting into being a songwriter. And it
isn't
is spectacularly beautiful.
Thanks,
Georgia. Oh, what a great song. Also, Tell Me.
I'm excited to say I get to sing Tell Me. It is sort of our Santana Latin feel song. Mm-hmm. And thank God for the beautiful riff that Papa Wolf figured out for it. Carrie wrote that, and she wrote that as me being the muse mm-hmm. of it, and hoping someday that a really terrific person comes into my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically saying, hey, tell me all about you, and I'll tell you about me, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Opposites.
Oh, I think that one was all about fun. Carrie also wrote that one. She had this line, probably came to her in the shower, happens to both of us.
Sure, me too.
Where the first line is, it must have been your magnetic personality that pulled me down in this hole of depravity. And
Wow. Yep. They say opposites attract, but sometimes that's not the best situation.
You know, with that line, I'm reminded of the Taylor Swift song, Red, where she says, she compares a relationship with somebody to driving a Maserati down a dead-end street. Ooh, wow.
Yeah,
you kind of wonder where that's where those things come from, really.
Sure.
Everything you wanted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we had been an all-female band, and when our drummer, Lindsay, had to step away to take care of her four kids, God knows I don't know how you do anything else besides take care of four kids, it was me dealing with her stepping aside, and I really missed her.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that one is about.
Mm-hmm. We all do. Mm-hmm. Love you, Lynn.
15.
Oh, yay! So this is the uncharacteristic of me song, because I tend to go a little broken-ish. Mm-hmm. This is a complete, happy, dance groove love song for my husband after we were married for 15 years.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
Good for you. Remember the singer Sarah McLachlan?
Absolutely.
I always thought she was one of the sexiest singers there is on the planet.
Sure.
And I saw her in concert, and she was talking about her husband and how much she loved him, and I thought, she's even sexier right now.
Yeah.
You know, and talking about her children and stuff, and then, oh my gosh. How can you not like that?
Yeah.
Also, the song Broken.
Oh, right. So that is much more characteristic of me, to tell you the truth, DJ. Seem happy, but a little bit torn up on the inside.
Sure.
I think that's a relatable thing. So it's about feeling like something somebody did or said took you down to almost nothing. And how do you climb out of that hole? Well, you shout about it in the song.
Don't you find it amazing how we can say things in a song we really can't say face-to-face in conversation?
Yes, absolutely. It would sound way too whiny.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yes, people know that of me. I'm going to send them a song. It's pretty typical of how I communicate my feelings in this world.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, the second-to-last song on the album, Why Can't I?
Oh, it's such a beautiful song. This is a Carrie Johnson masterpiece. It's really all about the piano and her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more about how she probably was before she met her husband, and not being able to confess when she really loved somebody else. And how long was she going to keep her tongue tied?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, it's why can't I tell you how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, boy. And then Can't Take Down the Sun.
Yeah. So that's sort of like the rock version of This Little Light of Mine. And the bottom line is, our sun is so bright that nobody can make you take that light out. Oh. Can't take me down. Can't take down the sun.
Mm-hmm. Wow, how neat. Well, we're going to hear the cut coming up. It's called Where Did You Go? This is from the album Revelation Avenue by Girly Girls. Coming up in just a moment. Let's give it a shot.
Thank you.
Hear me cry out, I'm pleading for my self-control. I gotta know, where did you go? When I'm trying to lay off the bottle,
where did you go now?
But it's dreadful hard to know.
Where did you go now?
They keep handing over, yeah, the master said,
DJ.
And, you know, I want to hold my lighter aloft, but it'll set off the sprinklers here. What a wonderful tune. I mean, you've got a bluesy groove. Sure. You got some funky and some honky-tonk in it. What a great song.
Thank you.
You know, and that goes back to a songwriting thing, too, I've always wondered about. You know, I asked you already which comes first, the melody or the lyrics. But in this case, how do you start creating the arrangements, which instruments, and when they come in, and how do you do that?
You know, since I grew up playing piano and now I play guitar,
yeah.
And I have a wonderful guitar teacher, Drew Hall. Shout out
Drew's
to him.
Drew's been here a dozen times, sure.
I get support from him, and then I think I'm good at hearing everything because of my broader... I'm like a jack-of-all-trades, master-of-none girl, which is good at seeing the bigger picture.
You'd be a good talk show host.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, and Carrie and I both are old choir girls from way, way, way back,
sure.
And so we hear those... melodies the melody come in with these harmonies so that all four of us can find how to sandwich ourselves into mm-hmm. that perfect chord. So we do enjoy playing around with it when it first sure. is born and it's presented. Of course, we have the melody, and then we just kind of go
organic.
All over with it.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going to talk more with Jen and with Joelle in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.9 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettles High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettles has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettles provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing, or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I want to thank our Nick Canuel for popping that tune into the playlist today. It's something I sure can't do. We are back, of course, with Joelle Gall and Jennifer Harvey from Girly Girls. You know, you mentioned the guys in your band, the Girly Guys. You know, they yeah. can say Girly Guys because it's girly spelled like Girly Street, right?
Correct. So, sure. So we're all from Preston.
So they're... So, you know, it's great to see people from this area doing that. And when you record a CD, now I'm going to use an analogy here. One of my all-time favorite bands growing up was the Eagles.
Sure.
And I've spent a lot of time in L.A. I lived there for a while, and I learned how they would play the troubadour with other Southern California musicians like Linda Ronstadt, Graham Parsons, Kenny Loggins, people like this. And they were always kind of melancholy over the fact that they played their best sets, it turned out, on nights there was always an album guy there in the audience.
Oh, sure.
It's like the Paul McCartney song, Take It Away. Mm-hmm. There's an impresario in the dark who has a message for the band. I want to sign you. And they lamented the fact that there were so many other musicians at the Troubadour who were knockout talents, but there was nobody from the label there the nights that they exceeded, mm-hmm. you know, their talent or did their best shows. And they always thought, you know, there is so much luck involved or being in the right place at the right time. What does it take to get widespread airplay and things like this when you cut an album?
I think it is knowing DJ Phone and getting on the air.
Listen to that. Yeah. No, this is remarkable music, and anybody who's seen you in concert, as we have a couple of times, knows, you know, you guys just have great talent. But there are so many talented people, and only so many slots that they can fill in terms of, you know, getting record deals, mm-hmm. national airplay, stuff like this. And a lot of it just comes down to being in the right place at the right time, doesn't it?
It does, or being something unique. And I do think a four-woman front with collaboration and sharing lead vocals does set us apart from any other band in town. I don't think there's anybody else doing that.
You know what that reminds me of? I was also a huge fan of Three Dog Night. Because they had three distinctly different lead singers.
Yes.
Nobody else could do that.
Yes.
And that really, really sets you apart. And because I mean, just in hearing of the song we just played, I could hear a little bit of Little Feat. I could hear, you know, kind of Bonnie Raitt, a little bit of Linda Ronstadt during her new wave era and stuff. Just a, you know, great, almost an amalgam of great sounds in there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's
that was
the
just
thing
one
with
song.
Us. All four of us take our lead songs,
mm-hmm.
and when you hear Revelation Avenue, you will recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
12 songs. Four ladies, each of us took three lead, and it really expressed all the strengths that we have in what we bring to the band with the songs that we chose to cover, to do as originals on the album.
Mm-hmm.
So we all take turns. We all are lead singers.
Speaking of bringing things to the band, tell us about the role of Kickstarter in these two CDs you've done.
Sure. So we are at the end. We've got 4 days left on our Kickstarter campaign. It's not too late to contribute if you want to be part of making our dream happen by looking up the Girly Girls on Kickstarter.com. But we are 26 days in. We have met our fundraising goal of over $2,200. As you know, recording is extremely expensive. And you can't just make it alone on band wages when you split between seven people, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're so grateful to our family, our friends, and our community for supporting us. And if you want to be a part of it, look us up on Kickstarter.
Absolutely.
And that's Girly Girls, G-U-R-L-E-Y Girls, right?
Yes, in two separate words.
You must put the...
The Girly
because that wonderful quarterback, Todd Gurley, has his page, and those are his Girly Girls, spelled
that's
just
right.
like our
yeah,
Girly
Rams,
Street.
Yeah, the
so we are
back,
not,
yeah.
you know, the NFL yeah. groupie gals.
Sure.
We are the band, so
the
make sure
band.
You put in the Girly Girls.
Indeed. You know, you mentioned the... in terms of being part of the band and everything. When you first started putting a band together, how did you find the musicians to fill it out?
Mm.
Joelle. I had not met Joelle, but somebody at a kid's birthday party told me that she was the one that could sing the really high notes. And so this was my habit. I'd saddle up to somebody I learned about, like, hi, so I hear you are a soprano. Well, I'm in a band. Would you like to come visit? And then when they say yes, here's your notebook of 40 songs.
Honestly, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life. It was almost 11 years ago now.
Yeah.
Isn't that
a
something?
Lot of us met through a beautiful program called MOPS, Mothers of Preschoolers, and thank goodness for it, or we wouldn't be who we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And all our kids are about the same age and have grown up together in these 11 years and love each other just as much as we all do. So,
you know, you mentioned you had sung years ago in church and school and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
I was in being the movie critic for the 9 radio stations here. I'm obviously a movie buff, and I remember watching the movie Pritzi's Honor with Jack Nicholson and Kathleen mm-hmm. Turner back in the 80s. And the movie opened with, believe it or not, a song I had never heard of. It was Ave Maria.
Oh.
It was being sung in a cathedral, and it just sounded like it was coming from the heavens.
Yeah.
And I said at that time,
it's
my
ethereal.
God, that is the ethereal is the perfect name for it. Yeah. And I said, that is the most beautiful song I've ever heard. Until about 3 years ago when I attended a service at the church where I'm getting married at in a few weeks, and I heard this heavenly voice singing Ave Maria, and it was...
It was Joelle. It was me. We're flattered that you enjoyed that. That is something that probably is the diamond in my crown of singing in all my years. I actually was an opera major and mm-hmm. studied opera for many years in college. And I actually had been told in the past for bands that my voice was too legit. I needed to rough it up to do this.
More street, right?
Yeah. But... I've found that place.
Yeah.
So for sure.
I've found that spot with our band.
Forward, and you'll be singing in our wedding coming up there.
And
soon.
I'm so honored, DJ. It's going to be such a beautiful day.
It's going to be great. And we thank Jennifer Harvey and Joelle Gall for joining us today on Q&A. Mention once again how they can help with Kickstarter.
Yes, please.
Sure. Look up Kickstarter.com, mm-hmm. search The Girly Girls, and you can help us make an album by clicking on Help Make an Album.
How great is that?
Thank
and
you.
And when is your next public appearance, by the way? Oh, in fact, I've got it right here. It's coming up a week from tomorrow. That'll be at the Thumb Butte Distillery. We've seen you perform there. It's free admission. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's at the Thumb Butte Distillery at 400 North Washington, correct?
September 20th. Yep.
We look forward mm-hmm. to seeing you there. Jen, Joelle, thank you so much for joining us on Q&A, and thanks for enriching our lives with beautiful and fun music.
Thanks,
thank
DJ.
You.
Pleasure.
Stay tuned. We've got some state and local news and weather coming up, plus a chat with the author of The Nanny. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Health is Wealth, the talk show on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. Health is Wealth will bring you education and information on supplementation and vitamins by world-class educators. On Health is Wealth, you may also hear information and education on alternative and natural approaches to health by local practitioners and health professionals. Topics may range from A to Z for a healthy and wealthy life. Tune in every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Sponsored by Yavapai Home and Land Services, LLC.
Each day, this town wakes up to new possibilities, and Sparklight High-Speed Internet is right there with you. Now get 100 megs for only $45 a month for 6 months. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Stream on multiple devices, all at the same time, any time of day. Cable One is now Sparklight. Call 855-808-2737 or visit sparklight.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Some passengers aboard a plane at Sky Harbor Airport had some scary moments this morning.
An American Airlines flight preparing to depart for Las Vegas suffered a blown tire. The airline released a statement saying Flight 711 experienced a mechanical issue prior to takeoff. The plane stopped safely on the runway and no one was injured. Maintenance crews are inspecting the aircraft. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
A Cottonwood man is arrested after he allegedly stole a vehicle.
The 39-year-old victim told Cottonwood police officers he left his Jeep running because he was going to be right back out. When he returned, his Jeep was gone. Police Sergeant Monica Colt says
the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office located the Jeep at a residence in Coronville. They also located the 20-year-old Cottonwood resident Michael Dean May II.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny today and most of the weekend. Highs near 82 today, 88 tomorrow and Saturday, 84 Sunday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. With a 10% chance for Saturday lunchtime rain, 20% Sunday. Cooling tonight after bedtime with mostly clear skies to near 53. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 92 today, 97 Friday and Saturday, 94 Sunday. A 30% chance for Sunday scattered showers, cooling late tonight to near 57. A huge cool down comes Tuesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Celebrate Los D-Backs Hispanic Heritage Day presented by Estrella Jalisco. On Saturday, September 14th, come early to enjoy food trucks and family entertainment before the D-Backs versus Reds game. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. Pick up the Los D-Backs replica jersey courtesy of Pepsi before the D-Backs Hispanic Heritage Day game on Saturday, September 14th. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal. 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A, and I have great news. Author Jillian McMillan is back with a new book. The best-selling author catapulted into the literary world 4 years ago with her hugely popular debut thriller, What She Knew. Now, The Nanny, her new book, is a dark, unpredictable, original, and diabolically clever tale of family secrets, something I think we can all relate to. Not only is this Jillian's twistiest and most suspenseful novel yet, it's her first time publishing in hardcover, so congratulations, Jillian McMillan. Tell us why women writers such as Karen Slaughter, Laura Littman, and Gillian Flynn have found a successful niche, as you have, within the thriller genre.
I think women have always been good at writing in the thriller genre. You know, there's the history. You think back to Agatha Christie on this side of the Atlantic, and you have Patricia Highsmith over on your side, and there are so many more. And I think we've always had a kind of leaning towards that, maybe because it's a safe way to experience scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, The Nanny, tell us about Joe Holt.
Jo Holt is a member of the British aristocracy, daughter of Lord and Lady Holt. She is a little girl, had a very traumatic experience when her nanny, Hannah, who was much loved by Jo, just disappeared one night from their family home with no explanation and no warning. And in the book, we meet Jo 30 years later, and she's got a daughter of her own. She's had to move back into Lake Hall, the family home, after a personal tragedy. And she's living there with her mother. It's not much fun. And one day there's a knock on the door, and it's a woman who claims to be the nanny who disappeared. And the book asks, is it really her? And if it isn't, who is this woman? And if it is her, what does she want from them?
Now, in the era of Brexit and anti-immigrant government policy in the U.S. and tax programs, what's the significance of the class divide in the current climate? How is that echoed in The Nanny?
I think in our country there has always been tensions between the different classes. It's perhaps a little bit less so now, but it's still there in a big way, and it feeds into our politics and all sorts of areas of life. And it was really interesting to do a book that really explored that, and I gave my detective in the book a real chip on his shoulder about the aristocracy, because he's from a good working class family, and I wanted to explore what it's like, because he has a little power over them, and because they are aristocracy, they don't always do what they're told. And that's one of the strands of the book, is his investigation into some human remains found on the property and their resistance to that.
You know, if you go back to British novels, all the way back to Sherlock Holmes, to Agatha Christie, Lee Child, what do you think it is about the British landscape and culture that lends itself so well to suspense novels?
I think it's our history. I mean, there's so many different elements that can make a good suspense novel, but certainly our history has to play a part in that. And obviously that's something I thought about a lot when I was writing The Nanny, because it's my first novel that's really tapped into that whole English country house tradition in mystery novels. But I think it's there. I think it's part of our sort of cultural tapestry. Mystery novels are there. We've all read them growing up. We all knew about them when we were kids. They're kind of just part of the landscape, really.
And as a suspense writer, who were the suspense writers you idolized as a reader?
I have idolized James Lee Burke, whose books I absolutely love, particularly his series set in New Orleans. There are so many current writers I love. Mary Kubica, Shari LaPena, I love Ruth Ware's books. Goodness, I mean, I could go on. There are so many I admire.
And this is a question I ask every author I interview. In the course of writing your novel, when the characters and the plot lines started to really speak for themselves, did you find yourself having to keep up with them?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and that's such a nice feeling, because you can go months waiting for that to happen.
Yeah. It sure beats staring at a blank page, doesn't it?
Right.
Now, how important is it for you as an author to tie the plot of your stories to current events?
It's pretty important. I think one of the roles of crime fiction is to look at what is happening in our society, and I don't like to hammer that home. The books are they're entertainment, they're not political statements, yeah. But I do think it's important to touch on what's happening, because it's a way of exploring it through you know, a thriller sort of genre. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the thing as a viewer that scares you most when you read a thriller or you're watching a suspenseful movie?
I think it's being in the head of a character who is in some kind of peril, you know. I love that whole psychological thing.
Now, would you ever consider writing a thriller that includes a member of the British royal family as a character or a subject?
I think in The Nanny I've got as close as I could get to that. It's been so much fun to write about an aristocratic family, and in the book they are connected to the royal family, and I don't think I'd get any closer than that.
You know, here in the United States, we watch the way British people react to the royal family with equal parts of admiration and disdain. Now, how do the British people, in your experience, regard the royal family?
I would use the same adjectives.
Really?
I think there's a split between admiration and disdain. Yeah, some people would say they represent the country, they're important, they're integral, they're our history, and other people would say they're a waste of our money. So there's a real divide here.
Now, with the success of your debut thriller, What She Knew, did that make writing The Nanny easier or harder, and what did you learn?
I think each book has its own challenges. I make fewer rookie mistakes now,
mm-hmm.
But I still don't find it easy. I still find it very hard, because each one has to have a life of its own and has to work on its own. So you get better in some respects, but the challenge of the story is still there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've also written the books The Perfect Girl, Odd Child Out, and I Know You Know. How can our listeners learn more about you and get copies of your books?
So my books are sold wherever you buy your books, online or in stores, and my website is www.jillymacmillan.com, and that's Jilly with a G.
Mm-hmm. And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A, wishing you continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening. listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:53 before we head for a Ben Shapiro at 3. And Talk of the Town returns at 4 o'clock with the Thursday Roundtable with Chuck and Sanford. You know, the news broke a couple days ago, the unfortunate news that Todd and Sarah Palin are divorcing. That's always a sad story. But you know, when she was nominated to be John McCain's vice presidential running mate, a lot of people looked into them and thought, where did those children's names come from? Because they were very creative in naming their children. You might recall their children's names were Track, Bristol, Willow, Piper, and Trig, and Bristol has three children. They're named Trip, Sailor, and Atlee. Well, those names that Sarah and Todd Palin named their children come from this. Track, with the family's firstborn son, was given that name because of the family's long-standing interest in sports. Sarah's parents were coaches. Todd was a high school athlete, and Sarah herself is an avid runner, and their first child was born during the track season, thus Track Palin. Bristol Palin, their oldest daughter, is named after Bristol Bay. That's an area where Todd Palin grew up. Bristol Bay is also the site of the family's commercial fishing interests. Willow and Piper were probably named because Willow is the name of a small Alaskan community near the family home in Wasilla, and Piper may have come from the name of the popular bush plane, the Piper Cub, which is real common in Alaska. In fact, in a People magazine interview, Todd was quoted as saying, "There's just not too many Pipers out there, and it's a cool name." And of course, in Alaska, if you want to see a Piper, just look up. And then there's Trig Paxson Van Palin, the couple's youngest child. Now, according to the former governor's spokeswoman, Trig is Norse and means true and brave victory. Paxson is a region in Alaska the couple always liked, while Van is a nod to the rock group Van Halen. So before Trig's birth, his mother had joked about naming her son Van Palin, a play on the band's name, and the child came out Trig Paxson Van Palin. Pretty cool, actually, when you think about it. Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, including tonight, it's opening night, overture, curtains, lights, for Anything Goes at the PCA. To start the 50th season of the Prescott Center for the Arts, Anything Goes takes the stage at 7:30 tonight. I hope you heard my interview yesterday with April Manchester Miller. She is starring in Anything Goes, and that's going to be a fun, fun show, and it's directed by Sandy Vernon. She said she did the show as a dinner theater production a long, long time ago and had a wonderful time. The music is Cole Porter, all of your favorite Cole Porter tunes. A lot of fun for the whole family. That's Anything Goes, taking the stage at 7:30 tonight at the Prescott Prescott Center for the Arts main stage on Marina Street. Our sister station, by the way, Cattle Country, KDDL, 94.3 and 103.1 FM, has the Gridiron Griddle going for you this weekend because the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, fly to Baltimore to take on the Ravens with the pregame show on Cattle Country at 9 a.m., the kickoff at 10 o'clock this Sunday morning on KDDL. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Then don't miss the Cardinals game as they play the Ravens Sunday on KDDL. Then join me right back here Monday at 2 with my guests, Catherine Anderson, returning to talk about Yavapai College homecoming, and Laura Hamblin for Prescott Area Human Resources Professionals. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.